Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver along with Justin Mangold from the Fort Tite Fieldhouse for tonight's Fort Recovery Girls basketball game with the Salina Lady Bulldogs. Always great to beat Salina. And hopefully the Indians will come out on top tonight. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians in today's basketball game from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff even includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Ten. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Let's go over to Justin Mangold, who is alongside tonight, and he's got the starting lineup.
Yeah, both teams pretty young here tonight. Salina will start a freshman, Carly Eichler, a freshman, McKenna Clingson, and three juniors, Emily Braun, Brooke Robbins, and Bailey Exman. For Fort Recovery tonight, they will start two seniors, Grace Tim and Carly Stone, two sophomores, Olivia Patch and Val Mullenkamp, and a freshman, Kiara Wendell. So two pretty young teams here tonight. Fort Recovery 15-4. Salina is 2-18.
The introductions have been completed for the fans, and we're just about set to go. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy, with several locations, including their home base here in Fort Recovery, along with for sales, Arcanum, and in Indiana, both Union City and Burn, Indiana. That's Cal Pharmacy. And don't forget, the Cal Pharmacy location here in Fort Recovery is open until 8 o'clock many weeknights. That's Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, tap goes to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone with it. On the left to Kiara Wendell, who's starting tonight in place of her sister Kaya, who is sitting out with an injury. Inside to Olivia Patch, goes through her hands, but Kiara Wendell picks it up. Carly Stone on the right to Olivia Patch, back on the left. There's Grace 10, three-point shot, no good. Rebound, back up and in by Carly Stone. Way to go, Carly.
Good weak side rebound and second chance opportunity.
Indians lead here by a score of 2-0. Salina with the basketball. They are only 2-18, a struggling Lady Bulldog team this year. Outside it goes to Emily Braun. Are all these numbers right, did you say?
Yes, they are correct.
Carly Eichler with it. Stolen away by Carly Stone, and she dunks it. Just kidding. She hit the shot.
That would be nice.
She lays it in. 4-0.
Using the Olympic springboard.
Fort Recovery in the lead here, 4-0. Salina with the basketball. Out top. Back goes to the free throw line, now to the right. McKenna Klingshern there with the ball. Now on the left side, Klingshern fires it up, no good. Rebound comes to Carly Stone.
Again, 4-0, Fort Recovery leads here early on. Shot in the lane is up and good for Grace 10.
Miss Grace makes it 6-0, a very quick 6-0 lead here for Fort Recovery.
Indians won last year's game 64-9, so maybe about the same thing tonight.
It's kind of looking that way. Fort Recovery 15-4. Here's a shot by Klingshern. Left side, three-point shots. No good on the baseline. Rebound, Carly Stone. However she comes, there's Grace 10. Fires a three. No good. Rebound comes down and out of bounds off of Val Mullenkamp.
Bounced about four times, almost fell through.
Yeah, she almost made a liar out of me, didn't she?
Yeah.
Grace almost got that to go down, and I think it bounced three times.
Yeah, at least.
So Fort Recovery leading 6-0. Salina with the basketball. Here's Lauren Jackson with it. She'll go to the left. Uh-oh, drives in and missed a layup. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. We dodged a bullet on that one.
Yeah, got position inside, had the bank, and wouldn't fall.
Carly Stone right side to Grace 10. Grace cross-court pass to Carly Stone on the left wing. Carly will drive in the lane, puts it up, and missed it. Rebound comes down to Salina, to Lauren Jackson. She'll feed it down to Brooke Robbins underneath and scores. Brooke Robbins makes it a 6-2 game now. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Carly Stone brings it up. Top of the key, right side to Grace 10. Back to Carly. Carly surveys the landscape. Feeds off to Val Mollenkamp. Turnaround shot is way off the mark. Rebound comes to Salinas Bailey Exman.
They didn't quite have the right angle and enough on it.
Lauren Jackson will lob it into Exman. She puts it up and missed it. Somehow that rolled out of there and ended up with the ball is Grace 10. Grace brings it down across the timeline, right side to Carly Stone. Carly looks for a teammate, goes to Val Mollenkamp, free throw line, back to Carly on the right wing. Carly cross-court pass to Grace 10. 10 will feed to Val Mollenkamp. In the lane, stops, and it's blocked out of bounds. It'll be given to the Indians.
Just a fingertip on it on the way out, or on the way up.
We'll be back here Thursday to bring you the big game with Minster and Fort Recovery. I will not be here, but Justin Mangold will be here along with Zeb Hudson. Thursday night, you can hear the Minster and Fort Recovery girls basketball game here at 100.9 on the FM dial. Carly Stone passes off to Val Mollenkamp, and Val lays it in to make it an 8-2 game.
Thursday, a matchup of top 10 teams as Minster is fourth this week. Fort Recovery's eighth.
There's a pass stolen by Grace 10. 10 will pass to Carly Stone on the right. Underneath, puts it up no good. Tipped back out to Kiara Wendell. Here's Grace 10 on a three. Did not go. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. Over on the right side, Olivia Patch underneath to Carly Stone. And Stone scores. Give Olivia the assist and Carly Stone the layup.
Already six for Carly.
Carly's having one of her better games of the year here. Shots fired up, no good. Rebound comes down to Carly Stone. Missing the shot there was Lauren Jackson. Right side to Kiara Wendell. Now along the lane to Olivia Patch. Lost the ball, tied up. Jump ball. And it goes to the green of Salina, the Lady Bulldogs.
First turnover there for Fort Recovery.
3:26 remaining here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget Calp Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center is located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park at the south edge of Fort Recovery. They have all kinds of handicap medical equipment. Here's a missed shot by Salina. Rebound Olivia Patch. Here's Grace 10 and firing and hitting from the free throw line to make it 12-2. And timeout is going to be called by the Salina Lady Bulldogs. The score, Fort Recovery 12 and Salina 2 here in the first quarter. We'll return in a moment right after we pause for this commercial break from our friends at Calp Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy will be celebrating with Heart Healthy Screenings. Every Tuesday in February from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery will be offering $5 lipid blood panels, blood pressure checks, and medication checkups with a pharmacist. Registration is required. Pre-register with your Kalp Pharmacy pharmacist in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, we're set to go with Salina with the ball. Fort Recovery's trapping there, and they get the ball up the court okay. Did a nice job there breaking the press, but they throw it away. Went off the fingertips of Emma Lutz, and went out of bounds. It'll be Fort Recovery's basketball.
It appears that Kylie Bader is coaching the Salina team tonight.
Right side to Kiara Wendell. Brooke Collig to Kiara Wendell. Val Mollenkamp back out top to Grace 10. On the left is Brooke Collig. There's Val Mollenkamp back to Collig. Collig on the left wing back out top. Kiara Wendell. right to Grace 10. 10 will pass to Colic. Colic dribbling the ball to Grace 10, to Kiara Wendell. Tries to go inside to Olivia Patz, and the pass is thrown away.
Yeah, too many passes that time for Fort Recovery.
Score remains 12-2 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. 2:15 to go. Indians with the defense now. Outside is Carly Eichler. Yeah, she's definitely coaching the team. Here's a shot up and no good. Rebound comes down to Salina. And they're going to say she stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Emma Lutz did, so Fort Recovery gets the ball back. Now, Brandon Steinke is listed as the coach, but he is not to be seen.
No, not here tonight.
Maybe he couldn't take the 2-18 record. I don't know.
Something, maybe.
Kiara Wendell with the ball on the left side to Brooke Colic. Colic dribbling. There's Carly Stone, top of the key, and she threw it away.
Brooke Colic was looking where to pass after she caught the ball, took her eye off it for a second, and lost it out of bounds.
We are also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight we welcome you, FortRecoveryRadio.com listeners. Neil Spencer is our studio producer, and back at the studio in Portland, it's Eric Catterly, our producer, back in Portland.
Brooke Colic called for a foul right at midcourt.
Maybe Reese Rogers helping out, too, for FortRecoveryRadio.com. So, ball goes out of bounds, and Salina has it back. 1:28 remaining here in the first quarter. Fort Recovery on top, 12-2. Pace of the game has slowed down a little bit here. Ball's popped loose, but picked up by Salina. On the left side is Emma Lutz. She will hand off. That should have been traveling. Shots fired up, no good underneath. Rebound comes to Grace 10 as Lauren Jackson missed that shot. And Fort Recovery with the basketball. Right side to Brooke Colic. There is Val Mollenkamp. She puts it up and in. Val Mollenkamp scores to make it 14-2.
Yeah, good movement for the open shot that time.
And we got a loose ball, and there's going to be a jump ball called, and it's going to go to Fort Recovery.
Five turnovers tonight now for Salina.
Once again, I'm Rob Weaver along with Justin Mangold tonight, bringing you the Indians and the Bulldogs in high school girls basketball here. Right side to Carly Stone and to Brooke Colic. Back out to Carly. Carly will pass to Grace 10 between the circles. Right side to Carly Stone. Carly dribbling the basketball, stops, feeds into the corner to Brooke Colic. There's Val Mollenkamp, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down, and jump ball between Brooke Colic and the Salina Lady Bulldogs, McKenna Klingshern, and it's going to go to Salina.
Brooke Robbins checks back in for Salina.
Brooke Robbins coming in for Salina, and going out is McKenna Klingshern.
Fort Recovery still with the full court press on.
And then Salina just threw it away, picked off by Grace 10, down to Carly Stone, and she lays it in. Carly with 8 points tonight. She's on a 32-point pace.
All within 2 feet of the basket.
Ball stolen away. Carly Stone tipped it away. Brooke Colic came out with it. There's Grace 10, right side to Carly Stone. Carly looks at the clock, drives in, feeds off to Val Mollenkamp, puts it up no good. And that's the quarter. Fort Recovery rolling along here tonight. 16-2. Fort Recovery Lady Indians leading the Salina Lady Bulldogs. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy. Don't forget, they have their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis at Cal Pharmacy at all their locations. Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and in Indiana, Union City and Bern, Indiana. We'll be back with the second quarter in a moment. Fort Recovery 16, Salina 2.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
There we go with the second quarter of play. Fort Recovery has the basketball. Allie Vaughn is in the game now, and she has the ball stripped away from her. Turnover, Lady Indians. Salina with the basketball. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Left side shot's up and no good. Rebound comes to Salina. Missing that shot was Sydney Howe. And there's a shot up and no good again, but a foul is called this time on Fort Recovery, and it's going to be on Brooke Collig.
And that's her second foul. First quarter for the Indians, 8 for 17 shooting for 47%, 0 for 3 on threes. Salina 1 for 9, 11%, 0 for 1 on threes. Rebounds 11 to 5 in favor of Fort Recovery, and turnovers 7 for Salina and only 3 for Fort Recovery.
Brooke Robbins at the free throw line and hits the free throw. So what's the shooting percentage?
1 for 9 for Salina, 11%. Fort Recovery right at almost 50%.
Second free throw is missed, so it's 16-3. Fort Recovery grabs the rebound. Here's Carly Stone. Carly free throw line, pops the pass on the left side. The race 10, back out to Carly, back to 10. 10 bounce pass inside to Allie Vaughn. Here's Olivia Patch in the lane, turns, fires, scores! Olivia Patch with the basket.
Indians just have so much room to shoot, it's almost like it's 5-on-4.
18-3 now, Lady Indians on top here. Salina with the basketball. Carly Eichler with it. She'll bounce pass in the lane. Back outside. Up and good for Lauren Jackson. Lauren Jackson connects to make it 18-5 now. Down to Carly Stone on the left side. Cross-court pass to Grace 10. Grace dribbling the basketball on the left to Carly Stone. She'll pop the shot. It's no good. Rebound comes to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn to Olivia Patch to Grace 10 on the left to Carly Stone. Carly dribbling the basketball. Right side to Grace 10. She'll fire and miss. Rebound tapped around. And Carly comes away with it. And she's going to be called for a charge. That ran into the Lady Bulldogs, Lauren Jackson.
First foul on Carly Stone, team foul number 3.
Carly had 8 points in that first quarter tonight. Off to a really quick start with a 6 about the first 3 minutes. There's another foul on Carly Stone.
That was a pretty cheap foul.
She was pressing Lauren Jackson, and she picks up foul number 2.
Really, Jackson created most of the contact there, but Carly called for the foul, and she'll go out.
So Val Mollenkamp comes in for Carly. So right now the Lady Indians have Kiara Wendell, Allie Vaughn, Val Mollenkamp, Grace 10, and Olivia Patch in the game. Salina misses the shot. Rebound Olivia Patch of Bailey Exman's missed shot. And here comes Fort Recovery. Once again, Kaya Wendell not playing tonight, recovering from an injury. Grace 10, right side it goes to Kiara Wendell. There's Olivia Patch back to Kiara, around the horn to Grace 10 on the left. Now to Olivia Patch, right side, shot by Kiara Wendell's off the mark, too long. Rebound, and a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery on Allie Vaughn, battling for the rebound.
Team foul number 5 for still out of bounds. Salina yet to be called for a foul.
I've got no problem with those kind of hustle fouls like that.
Yeah, going for the loose ball, no big deal.
Yep. 18-5. 5:28 remaining here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Fort Recovery leads by 13 points. Right side with the basketball is McKenna Klingshern, and her shot is blocked out of bounds by Grace 10. A reminder that New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. Give them a try. Take a look. New Holland, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Here's Carly Eicher with the ball outside for Salina. Working against Baumol in camp. We'll dump it off to Lauren Jackson. Jackson now will feed in the lane to Bailey Exman. Now goes back outside. Three-point shot is no good. Exman got the rebound. Back on the right side. Three-point shot is no good by Carly Eichler. Goes out of bounds. They say off of the Lady Indians.
Third opportunity here for Salina, trailing 18-5.
Here comes Mercedes Zeisloff back in the game. Salina with the ball. Zeisloff will fire top of the key. Missed it. Rebound comes to Salina. There's a shot off the glass and in by Bailey Exman. And it's 18-7 now. And Fort Recovery coach Brian Patch wants to call timeout.
Yeah, I'm not happy with the rebounds there.
We'll return in a moment here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter, right after we pause for this.
Hey, Joe, what are all the cows doing in your front yard?
Moo!
I'm attaching them to snow shovels so they can plow the snow away. Would you like to buy one? I can sell you one with or without the shovel.
Oh, brother. Folks, be prepared in whatever job you plan to tackle. Make sure you have the right equipment and do it safely. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Moo!
All righty. Kiara Wendell with the ball, right side to Allie Vaughn. Here's Val Mollenkamp. Fort Recovery with the ball here in the second quarter, leading 18-7. Allie Vaughn to Grace 10. Right side to Val Mollenkamp into Olivia Patch, and there's a foul called on Salina. Now, Grace 10, I'm going to take you behind the woodshed there. She was at the top of the key. There wasn't anybody within 5 feet of her. I mean, that's her shot.
Didn't take it.
Did not take it. Outside to Kiara Wendell. Left side to Val Mollenkamp. She'll turn, fire, and hit. Val Mollenkamp, nice little soft touch from about 10 feet away on the left. It's 20-7. Inside shot is up and no good by Mercedes Zeisloff, and Olivia Patch blocked the shot and picks it up. Here's Kiara Wendell, right side to Allie Vaughn. Allie will pass into Val Mollenkamp, turns, fire, scores. Another 12-footer, this time from just inside the free throw line. And it's 22-7. Lady Indians by 15 in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. There's an outside shot by Zeisloff. She misses. Rebound comes down. Stripped away by Allie Vaughn. Great job, and picked up by Kiara Wendell. And Kiara has it knocked away. Stolen by Salina, and they will score. Lauren Jackson lays it in.
Her second basket tonight.
Kiara Wendell down to Allie Vaughn in the middle of Val Mollenkamp. Val will turn, pass on the left side. There's Grace 10. She'll fire a three and missed it. Rebound comes down to Salina, and it's off of Salina. Oh. Really?
They don't agree with you.
They're going to give it to Salina. Once again, a reminder from K&L Tractor Sales and Service. See Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The good old Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers. Salina with the ball. They trail 22-5. Here's Zeisloff with it. Tries to go down the lane. Stops. Double dribbles. They didn't call it. Turns, fires, misses. And she is fouled on the play.
And 22-9, the Fort Recovery lead here. 2:38 to play here in the second quarter. The free throws this time for Zeisloff.
Mercedes Zeisloff, who is 5'6 and a senior, steps up there. There's only three seniors on this team. Mercedes is one of them. Lauren Jackson is a senior, and Riley Miller is a senior. I don't think we've seen Riley yet. I don't know if she's down there or not. One more free throw for Mercedes. And it is up and no good. Rebound, Olivia Patch. The score is 22-10. Fort Recovery by 12 and with the ball. 2:33 to go here in the second quarter.
Val Mollenkamp back out top to Gray's 10. Right side, Kiara Wendell. On the left, there's Gray's 10. Fort Recovery playing without both Kaya Wendell and Carly Stone. Kaya will not be in the game at all. She's out with an injury. And Carly is sitting on the bench with two fouls. Shots missed there by Fort Recovery. Rebound comes to Salina. McKenna Klingsherm passing back outside. Shots fired up from the top of the key. No good. And we got a foul called on Salina on the rebound on McKenna Klingsherm.
Second team foul, her first.
2 minutes left to go here in the second quarter of play.
Salina playing a much better second quarter here tonight.
There's a shot from the left. It's up and no good by Grace 10. Gracie's just not on tonight.
Yeah, Fort Recovery's yet to hit a three.
Salina with the ball. Carly Eichler. She'll pass over on the left side to McKenna Klingsherm. Back to Eichler in the corner. Drives in. Fires it up. Missed it. Bodies all over the place. Allie Vaughn on the floor. Eichler on the floor. Fort Recovery comes up with the ball. Here's Val Mollenkamp firing and missing. A little short. Val chases the rebound down in the corner. Back outside to Val Mollenkamp. On the left it goes. Over to Kiara Wendell. Back out top to Grace 10. To Val Mollenkamp. Turns, fires, hits. Val Mollenkamp makes it 24-10.
Not a good matchup that time for Salina as Mollenkamp had an easy turnaround shot.
Salina with the ball here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Second quarter. State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Left side jumper is no good. Way off. Rebound, though. Salina back up and in. Scoring was Emily Braun. Emily Braun, a 5'3 junior. 24-12 now.
Once again, a second chance opportunity for Salina.
Fort Recovery leading here. Olivia Patch is fouled. And so it'll be out of bounds to the Lady Indians.
Emily Braun picks up the foul.
Check out the new endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Built tough with poultry growers in mind. The new endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI.
There's 10 scores on the inbound.
26-12. Grace has 6 points now. First time she's scored in a while.
Yeah, since the first quarter.
Stolen away by Kiara Wendell. Here she comes. She'll put it up and miss. Rebound comes to Salina as Emily Lutz got the rebound. And there's a shot up and no good by Carly Eichler, who races to the hole. And she is fouled by Fort Recovery.
We'll give Kiara credit. She went to the left side to put up the layup with the left hand, but wouldn't go.
Eichler at the free throw line and missed the first one. Carly Eichler, a 5'6 freshman for Salina. Again, Salina only 2-18. Fort Recovery is a very nice 15-4. This one's no good. Rebound comes to Allie Vaughn. Right side, Grace 10, 3-point shot. Goes at the horn. It took till the last half second of the first half to get a three as Grace 10 drills a three to make it 29-12. Fort Recovery with a 17-point lead here at the half. It took us a little while to get going there in that second quarter. Really, it was a pretty even second quarter up until the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, once Fort Recovery had the size advantage and that three right at the buzzer obviously helped things.
Yes, indeedy. We'll return with more here at the Fortside Fieldhouse right after this.
Spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. From enjoying new trees, shrubs, and flowers to patios, seat walls, and the soothing tranquility of a water feature or the warmth of a fire pit. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery. Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. Our gifts are perfect for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, Lady Indians leading here 29-12 over the Salina Lady Bulldogs. Let's move over to Justin Mangold, who has the halftime stats. Justin?
All right, first for Salina, the first quarter 1-for-9 for 11%. Second quarter 4-for-15, 27%. So the Bulldogs at the half, 5-for-24, 21% from the field. They were 0-for-7 on threes and 2-for-6 at the free throw line. Fort Recovery first quarter, 8-for-17, 47%. Second quarter, 6-for-14, 43%. So the Indians at the half, 14-for-31, 45% shooting. 1-for-7 on threes for 14%, and Fort Recovery did not attempt a free throw in the first half. Rebounds, a lot of them with all the missed shots, 22-16 in favor of Fort Recovery, and turnovers, 6 for the Indians and 8 for the Bulldogs. For Salina, they are led in scoring by Lauren Jackson with 4, 3 for Brooke Robbins, 2 each for Emily Braun and Bailey Exman, and 1 for Mercedes Zeisloff. For Fort Recovery, almost 3 in double figures already. Val Mullenkamp with 10, Grace 10 with 9, and Carly Stone with 8. Olivia Patch rounds out the 29 points. She had 2 in the first half. Again, Mullenkamp 10, 10 with 9, and Stone with 8. Olivia Patch added 2. After 1, it was 16-2 Fort Recovery. Our halftime score, it's the Indians 29 and Salina 12.
And again, Kaya Wendell is out of the game tonight, dealing with an injury, so she is not going to play at all. So Lady Indians missing one of their starters here for the year in tonight's game. But obviously, they don't need her.
No, not tonight. And she's one of the 3 seniors to go with Grace Penn and Carly Stone.
We'll be back and take a look at the reserve game, which was won by Fort Recovery as well. I'm assuming we're going to win this one.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
We at Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to congratulate our future Farmers of America students for their interest in agriculture. With their hard work and knowledge, these students will become our future suppliers and growers of food to our dinner tables. The next time you see an FFA student, encourage them to keep up their dedication to being part of a positive organization, the FFA. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And next week is FFA week, so to salute the FFAers. Fort Recovery has a wonderful FFA chapter, as does Jay County. So two of the finest FFA chapters you'll ever find around right here locally in Fort Recovery and also Jay County. Well, the reserve game tonight, it was an easy win also for the Lady Indians.
Yeah, kind of an odd junior varsity game as both teams had scoreless quarters, which doesn't happen very often. The Indians led 7-6 after one, 21-6 at the half, 31-11 after three, and the final was 31-18. So Salina went scoreless in the second quarter. Fort Recovery went scoreless in the fourth quarter. Again, the Indians win at 31-18. For Salina, Ashmore and Henry each had 3 points. For Fort Recovery, Hope Wendell with 9, 7 for Macy Day, 6 for Paige Fortcamp, 4 for Brenna Holman, 3 for Brooke Collig, and 2 for Allie Vaughn. And then Fort Recovery improved to 17-2 on the junior varsity season, a 31-18 victory tonight.
A reminder, we'll have Thursday's game here on the radio with Minster. Big conference game for Fort Recovery. You can hear that at 7:30 right here on PG14, J Country 101 Radio. You will not be able to hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com on Thursday, but hopefully the MAC authorities will loosen the reins and allow FortRecoveryRadio.com to start broadcasting MAC games again sometime along the way here pretty soon. We hope so.
Unfortunately, that game won't decide the MAC title or anything because the Sales went through it 9-0. So
yeah. But it will mean second place.
Right.
So if the Lady Indians can win that, they'll be in second place in the conference. They had a disappointing loss, really, against Coldwater last week, which really hurt their second place chances. So. And Minster's a really fine team. It'll be a good test for Fort Recovery heading into the tournament play not too far down the road.
Had two losses so far, Versailles and to Coldwater, like you said. Versailles by 14, Coldwater by 10. So they'll try and meet Minster, and a big game because they could face Minster again in the tournament here in a couple of weeks.
Fort Recovery's first sectional game, which will be a championship game, will be on Saturday, February the 24th. The game we'll have here on the radio for you. And if they win that game, they will play again on March the 1st in the district.
Which is Thursday.
And then if they win that game, they'll play again for the championship of the district on Saturday, March the 3rd. The boys play their first sectional game against Liberty Benton, and that is on Tuesday, February 27th at 7 o'clock. And if the boys win that game, they will play
on Friday.
On Friday, and I'm trying to think who it's against.
Don't remember.
They'll play again on Friday, and those games for the boys are at Elida. Down set for the second half here. Van Buren is who they would play.
Okay.
So it's Liberty Benton on for the boys. Liberty Benton on the 27th at 7, and then they would play Van Buren, who's the number 3 seed. If they can beat Liberty Benton, they should win over Liberty Benton with no problem. Van Buren's number 3 seed. Fort Recovery's the number 5 seed in the district. Number 1 seed in the district, by the way, is Ottawa Glandorf.
They look like they'll plow their way through that whole thing. As they've only lost a couple of times this year.
Fort Recovery's girls are the number 2 seed in their district. So we're underway here in the second half. Salina with the ball, and they promptly throw it away. Kiara Wendell intercepts the pass. They tried to bounce it inside, and Kiara closed the passing lane. And the Lady Indians have the ball. Carly Stone is back in the lineup now. We have our original starting five in there. Grace 10 around to Carly Stone into Val Mollenkamp. Olivia pass, cross-court pass. Grace 10 gets it on the left wing. Back on the right to Kiara Wendell. Fires and misses. Rebound. We got a foul called on. Not sure who's it on.
Looks like it's on Salina.
Yep. Going to call in on 32, Brooke Robbins. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor is Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Cooper Farms, you'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Kara Wendell found Val Mullenkamp open along the baseline, and she lays it in. Easy basket for the inbounds play. 31-12 now. Val Mullenkamp with 12 points on the night. Salina with the basketball. Carly Eichler. Top of the key it goes. Back on the left. Here's a drive by Brooke Robbins, and she threw it away. Carly Stone ends up with the basketball. Out to Val Mullenkamp. Cross court pass to Grace Tin. Inside to Carly. Turns, fires, and off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound comes to Salina. Lady Bulldogs with the basketball down in the corner. Here's a drive to the hoop, and it's a good one. Carly Eichler, little 5'6 freshman, drives in there and scores to make it 31-14. Eichler with her first basket of the night.
Rare time where Salina got free down low.
Left side to Olivia Patch, back outside to Val Mullenkamp. Misses the 10-footer. Rebound comes to Salina, to Emily Braun. Braun across the timeline will pass to Carly Eichler. Eichler back out top. Bounce pass on the right side to Brooke Robbins. Brooke Robbins to Eichler. Now to Braun. Out top it goes. McKenna Klingshern. Free throw line. There is Bailey Exman. She'll hand off to Eichler, who drives and off the bottom of the rim. No good. Rebound comes to Olivia Patch. Here come the Lady Indians. Carly Stone on the right. She will cross-court pass to Grace Tin on the left wing. Firing and got it. Grace Tin on a three. That makes it 34-14. She's hit her last two threes after getting none in that first half until the last shot of the half.
She matches Val Mullenkamp now at 12 points.
When you can shoot those threes, your point total racks up in a hurry.
Yeah, I've doubled up here in the last two shots. The foul call on Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell.
Fort Recovery boys will play at Minster on Friday night. Girls are at home against Minster on Thursday. Here's the inbounds pass for Salina. Shots up and no good by McKenna Klingshern. We will not be able to do the boys' game on Friday, but I will tell you, fans, you can hear that on WCSM on Friday night. Left side, Val Mullenkamp. Back out to Carly Stone. Top of the key to Grace Tin. On the left to Kiara Wendell. Here's a shot up and good by Val Mullenkamp.
They just don't have the height inside to stop her.
36-14. Here's a drive. And up and good by Carly Eichler. She's going to be a pretty good player by the time she's a senior.
Yeah, only a freshman.
A little awkward from time to time here. But there's a shot by Grace Tin. Another one! Three threes in a row for Grace Tin as she is smoking. 39-16. And there's a three-point shot by Salina by Lauren Jackson.
That's their first three tonight. But Grace Tin's one of those players where she hits one, she might hit four or five in a row.
Kiara Wendell on the left to Grace Tin. She'll feed to Olivia Patch. Patch looks, fires, and missed it. Rebound comes to Salina, to McKenna Klingshern. Here comes Klingshern, top of the key. She'll fire a three. Got it again. Klingshern. It's actually her first basket of the night. Two threes in a row for Salina. Left side to Olivia Patch.
Cut it down to a 17-point game.
Val Mullenkamp in the middle to Olivia Patch, to Kiara Wendell. Back outside, Grace Tin. Carly Stone, she'll fire the shot. 10-footer, got it. Carly Stone scoring. First time she's got a basket in a long time after having six in the first quarter.
Now three Indians in double figures.
Actually, she had eight in the first quarter. Another three. Emily Braun drains a three. It's raining threes here at the Fortside Fieldhouse.
What's impressive is that's three different players for Salina with threes.
Carly Stone outside. 41-25, 16-point lead for Fort Recovery. Stone back out to Grace Tin. Right side to Kiara Wendell, down along the baseline to Val Mullenkamp. Val in the lane, back out to Grace 10, three-point shot short this time. And Salina lost it out of bounds.
Yeah, 10 kind of forced that one. Not the best shot.
Carly Eichler couldn't hang on to it. Falls out of bounds. But Grace was pretty well guarded on that one.
Yeah.
Here's Carly Stone tossing to Grace 10, top of the key. Left side to Carly. Carly dribbling the ball, goes right, goes back left, stops, feeds back out to Brooke Colley. Colley to Grace 10, fiery, and got it. Four threes now for Grace 10.
And much more open that time.
And inside and up and good for Salina's Lauren Jackson.
Not much defense here in the third quarter. Most of the shots for both teams are going in. And I think Coach Patch has had enough of no defense.
Coach Brian Patch calls time, so we'll be back in a moment here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, on the Cooper Farms third quarter, where the Fort Recovery Indians lead 44-27. 2:14 to go in the quarter.
Spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. Nature's Green Nursery can design and install your outdoor landscape lighting to give your property a special look and feel. And Nature's Green also offers very high-quality outdoor furniture and dining sets. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery.
Carly Stone will have the ball as we resume action. Goes inside and scores.
Nice move. She crossed over to the left hand and went up on that side.
There's a drive to the hoop. It's up and good by Lauren Jackson.
She is
46-29.
Yeah, Lauren Jackson's up to 11 points.
Carly Stone with the ball. Back outside it goes. Salina with it. Down she comes. It's up and no good. Blocked by Allie Vaughn. And Brooke Colley has the basketball. Carly Stone lost her hair thingy, so she's got her long hair stretching out. Grace 10, another three. Grace 10 gets a three to make it 49-29.
She's up to 5 three-pointers now.
Outside is Carly Eichler, and it's out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. Carly Stone comes out, and going in is Kiara Wendell. Olivia Patch goes out, and going in is Val Mullenkamp. 49-29 Fort Recovery with a 20-point lead inside to Mercedes Zeisloft, and she puts it in. She got the pass right in front of the basket. Not good defense there for Fort Recovery.
And that's been pretty much the case here in the third quarter.
Grace 10 to Brooke Colley. Colley passing to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn free throw line stops. Right side it goes to Brooke Colley. Colley looking, stopping, firing, and missing. Rebound comes to Salina. It's about a 15-footer at least. And Salina brings it down. There's Zeisloft on the right. She'll drive and miss. Rebound, Val Mullenkamp. Val will feed to Kiara Wendell, and Kiara will bring it up the court.
I assume this is accurate. It says most three-pointers made by Fort Recovery in a game was Tammy Toby with six. So Grace 10 is close to that.
Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery. Here's a three-pointer by Val Mullenkamp. That came almost at the end of the third quarter. Val Mullenkamp makes it 52-31. Fort Recovery leading here by 21 points. Thanks again to Cooper Farms for being our very fine third quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back with more here at the Portside Fieldcast. The final quarter coming up right after this.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. Our gifts express feelings of love, friendship, appreciation, and congratulations, and they're perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, and many more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Don't forget, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Cal Pharmacy has a lot of nice Valentine's Day gifts for you guys. There's a drive by Carly Stone. It's no good, and she is fouled, and she'll be at the free throw line for two shots. Oh, we see old Verge Krieg over there. Verge in the front row. One of the long time of many long time Fort Recovery basketball fans. There's Carly Stone missing the free throw. Bounced way up in the air, came down, rattled around, and then went out.
It's the first free throw tonight attempted by Fort Recovery.
Really? This one's good this time. 53-31. Fort Recovery leads by 22. Salina with the ball. Our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, Fort Recovery Lumber Company. For quality building materials, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Right side for Salina, and underneath, it's up, no good by Exman. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery's Kiara Wendell. Bailey Exman just missing out on the shot. Brooke Colley goes in the lane, stops, feeds back out to Carly Stone. Carly, top of the key, backs it up. Now goes left, stops, wants the shot, can't find it. Allie Vaughn on the right to Val Mollenkamp. Val goes in the lane, she'll turn, fire, and miss. Rebound out of bounds. It'll be given to Salina.
Yeah, with the game on Thursday, I wouldn't think that Coach Patch would have the starters out there for very much longer.
The colleague will come out of the game. Not sure who went in there. Did you see?
Allie Vaughn came in.
Allie played quite a bit of junior varsity tonight also. Salina with the ball. A ball, three-point shot, good. Wow. Emily Braun drains a three. Salina's really picked up their shooting here in the second half.
Yeah, they're now 9 for 14. Fort Recovery, not too bad. They're 9 for 16 and a half.
Outside, Val Mollenkamp. On the left to Grace 10. Out to Allie Vaughn. Down low to Olivia Patch. Turns, fires, misses. Little short. Rebound comes to Salina. Lady Bulldogs with the basketball in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, fourth quarter. A drive to the hoop by Carly Eichler, no good. Well, she passed back outside to Brooke Robbins, and she hits a shot, another three.
That's five for them in the half.
Somebody turned the light switch on.
Yeah.
Here's Val Mollenkamp up and no good, partially blocked. Salina comes up with the ball.
They keep hitting threes. They're within striking distance.
There's an offensive foul.
That won't help.
That was not. That was kind of a cheapy call there, I thought, didn't you?
Yeah, and only the second turnover for Salina this half.
Carly Eichler is called for the foul. You know, Fort Recovery Lumber Company can design your project for you. If you have an idea about what kind of a project you'd like to build, they can design the project for you with their design services and then build the project for you or provide you with the materials to build the project as well. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's Kiara Wendell laying it in for Fort Recovery to make it 55-37. Now at the other end, Salina misses a shot, and Fort Recovery's Olivia Patch came up with the ball. Carly Stone with it out front. She'll move to the left. Goes to the baseline, stops, turns, fires, got it. Carly Stone having a nice game tonight. 15 now for the senior.
But in far enough, the defender backed up and left Carly wide open.
Salina with the basketball, 4:55 to go in the game. There's an outside shot. It's good again. Three-point shot by Emily Braun as she is draining it.
And she banked that one in.
Gives her 11 points on the evening. Brooke Collick, free throw line, back on the left side. Kiara Wendell tries to get it to Olivia Patch, and Olivia couldn't hang on to the ball.
Only 9 turnovers on Fort Recovery tonight.
Quite a shooting exhibition going on here in the second half. The two teams combined or what?
Let's see. Fort Recovery missed 6 shots in the third quarter and 3 here in the fourth. Salina has only missed 6 as well, so not a whole lot of misses here.
Salina with the basketball. Leading off here to Exman. Exman goes on the left side to Sydney Howe, who's in the game. And the ball's tipped out of bounds by Carly Stone. You know, if you need those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors, depend on your friends at the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Anderson, an energy saver indeed, and available at Fort Recovery Lumber. Carly Stone lost the ball out of bounds. She tipped it away, and it goes out into the lobby, as a matter of fact. Carly disappeared as well.
The two teams combined shooting 60% here in the half.
One of the better shooting halves of basketball that we've seen, but unfortunately, I know Coach Patch is not going to be happy about that.
Yeah, a lot of open shots. Again, hitting threes on their way out there.
4 minutes left in the game on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard. Salina with the ball. Stolen away by Carly Stone. And now she is fouled by Lauren Jackson, who ran into her. Out of bounds to the Lady Indians.
Probably too far to come back. They were down 2 months. But you've got to credit Salina for hanging in this game.
Olivia Patch will leave, and Allie Vaughn will come in. Again, Kaya Wendell not playing tonight. Recovering from an injury. And Kiara Wendell threw the ball away. Intercepted by Sydney Howe of Salina. Carly Eichler tried to pass inside. It's tipped by Fort Recovery. Here come the Lady Indians. Right side to Carly Stone. Carly dribbling the ball now. Goes in the lane. Stops, turns, spins, fires, and hits. Carly Stone having one of her better games in a while. 17 for the senior now. Right side it goes to Salina. It's back up. No good. Blocked by Grace 10. 10 will come down. Feeds over to Brooke Colley. Nice pass work. Allie Vaughn lays it in. Give Brooke Colley the assist. And Allie gets the basket.
Her first points tonight.
Timeout for Salina. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio. Right after we pause for this message from our friends at Fort Recovery Lumber Company.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is also an extremely quick game.
No fouls. The junior varsity game was pretty quick, too.
Salina with the ball. They trail 61-40. And there is a foul on Fort Recovery. Going to call that on Kiara Wendell. They say she fouled Carly Eichler, so it'll be out of bounds to the Salina Lady Bulldogs.
Nobody in foul trouble for either team. As you said, not many fouls.
Salina gets the inbounds pass. Comes into Riley Miller, who's in the game. Here's the ball kicked out of bounds by Kiara Wendell. Salina will have the basketball on the far end.
Fort Recovery has taken most of their starters out of the game here. Brenna Holman's in there for the Indians.
comes the inbounds pass.
Hope Wendell also in there.
There's a drive, and it's a foul on Fort Recovery, as they say Carly Eichler was fouled by Brenna Homan.
The first free throws of the half for Salina here. Nope, no free throws. We'll take it out of bounds.
2:29 left in the game. Again, Fort Recovery leads this one by 21 points, 61-40.
Now they'll talk about it.
Are they going to talk about whether it's a shooting foul or not?
Yeah, I assume so. They will give shots. I thought it was a shooting foul.
So, Carly Eichler will go to the line with two shots here for Salina. And it is no good. That's one of those rare occasions when the officials decide they were wrong.
Yeah. At least two of them were.
This one's up and no good again. Didn't make any difference. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Coming down with the rebound there was Hope Wendell. Over to Kiera Wendell. She'll try to pass into Brooke Collig. It's intercepted by Salina. Now tipped away by Collig to Kiera Wendell. Here's Hope Wendell. She misses the shot, but she is fouled from behind by McKenna Klingshern. So Hope will go to the free throw line with two shots. Her chance to get on the scoreboard.
Macy Day and Paige Fortkamp will check in after the first free throw.
It is up and is good. Hope Wendell gets her first free throw and gets into the scoring column. Once again, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor for quality building materials, it's Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio, including those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors. Here's another one up and good again. Hope gets them both to make it a 63-40 game. Carly Eichler with the ball. Back on the left side it goes. There's McKenna Klingshern. Back out to Eichler. Eichler will fire just inside the three-point line. Does not go. Rebound Hope Wendell. Hope cleans the boards and gives it over here to Brenna Homan. Homan works her way to the left. Stops. Feeds off to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn drives in and is fouled on the play as she misses the shot. And she will have two free throws.
Hard foul, but gets up okay.
Going to call this one. Well, I'm not sure who it was on. Free throw's up and no good by Allie Vaughn. Again, our next Fort Recovery broadcast Thursday will have the Minster game here on the radio. Minster and Fort Recovery and girls basketball. And that'll be at 7:30 on WPGW AM and FM at 100.9 and 1440 and 105.3. Free throw is no good by Allie Vaughn. So the score remains 63-40. There's a three-point shot up and no good by Riley Cox of Salina. Full recovery with the ball. Homan drives in, tries to feed off to Hope Wendell. It's knocked away by Salina. And it's going to be out of bounds to Salina. They call the jump ball there. Again, good luck to the Fort Recovery guys. They'll be playing at Minster on Friday night. Take on the Wildcats.
A couple of exciting games for them over the weekend with three-point wins.
And they won four in a row now. Fort Recovery boys playing pretty well. They've won several close games this year. They've had a lot of close ones.
Yes, they have.
There's a shot blocked by Fort Recovery down to 50 seconds.
Took overtime to win Saturday. Took a three-pointer at the buzzer on Friday.
Brenna Homan will pass over on the right. Shots fired up. In and out, no good by Paige Fortkamp. And it's out of bounds off the Lady Indians. Paige is a nice-looking freshman. Looks like she could grow to be a pretty tall young lady by the time she's a senior. Ball is loose, picked up by Salina. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound, Salina. Eichler puts it up, no good. Rebound by Fort Recovery. And they're probably not going to take any more shots. Come on, Salina, don't foul. Cross-court pass over here. With the ball, there's Macy Day. Back out to Hope Wendell. And there's the final buzzer. The Fort Recovery Indians have won over Salina tonight. 63-40. They won the reserve game 31-18 and win the varsity game 63-40. Our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor has been the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Again, for quality building materials, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll be back to wrap up the game right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And I'd like to invite you to test drive a Boomer compact tractor from New Holland. You'll find there's simply nothing difficult about it. Boomer compact tractors are the definition of ease. With intuitive controls, unmatched visibility, easy-to-use transmissions and engines, with a completely automatic emission system. You even get the peace of mind of Boomer Guard 6, the 6-year limited warranty. Test drive a Boomer compact tractor today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We at Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to congratulate our future Farmers of America students for their interest in agriculture. With their hard work and knowledge, these students will become our future suppliers and growers of food to our dinner tables. The next time you see an FFA student, encourage them to keep up their dedication to being part of a positive organization, the FFA. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Here once again at the Fortside Fieldhouse, the Fort Recovery Lady Indians crunch the Salina Lady Bulldogs tonight, 63-40. Lady Indians taking charge from the get-go, and Salina hit some pretty amazing shots there in the second half, but Fort Recovery was so far ahead, and I think it maybe got down to 16, 17 points at one time, but the Lady Indians bumped the lead back up to the final score of 63-40. In the reserve game tonight, again, Fort Recovery won that one 31-18. Lady Indians were led in scoring by Hope Wendell with 9. Macy Day had 7. Paige Fortkamp with 6. 4 for Brenna Homan. 3 for Alina Evers. And 2 points for Allie Vaughn. Again, 9 for Hope Wendell. 7 for Macy Day. Fort Recovery is 17-2 now on the year in reserve play. And the Fort Recovery Varsity, they are 16-4 on the year. Justin, over to you.
All right, for Salina, the first half, 5 for 24, 21%. Second half, 11 for 23, 48%. So for the game, the Bulldogs, 16 for 47, 34% from the field. 5 of 14, 36% on threes. And 2 of 8 at the free throw line for 25%. For the Indians tonight, the first half, 14 for 31, 45%. Second half, 13 for 23, 57%. So for the ball game, 27 for 54, 50% from the field. 6 of 14, 43% on threes. And 3 for 6, 50% at the free throw line. Fort Recovery out rebounds Salina 36-24. And turnovers, each team had 13. For the Bulldogs, 11 points for Lauren Jackson and also Emily Braun with 11. 6 points for Brooke Robbins, 4 for Carly Eichler, 3 for McKenna Klingshern, 3 for Mercedes Zeisloft, and 2 for Bailey Exman. For Fort Recovery, 21 points tonight for Grace 10, 17 for Carly Stone, 17 for Val Mullenkamp, and 2 each for Allie Vaughn, Kiara Wendell, Olivia Patch, and Hope Wendell. Again, Fort Recovery wins at 63-40. The Indians are 16-4 on the year.
All righty, we have Coach Patch who has joined us here, so we'll talk with the coach. Get his comments about the ball game tonight, a win by Fort Recovery again over the Salina Lady Bulldogs. Welcome, Coach Patch, and your evaluation of this win over the Lady Bulldogs.
It's a win, and we'll take it. Not a thing of beauty at times. Made some good plays here and there. Kind of went through the motions, I thought, for a lot of part, most of the game, to be honest. Did move the ball pretty well. I think we're not looking at stats, but I think we probably shot a decent percentage, I would think.
Yeah, 50. We had you for 50%.
Yeah. Like I say, we got some good looks and ran some good stuff there. Defensively, I think we just kind of went through the motions a lot, and that was kind of frustrating.
And you actually held them to 34% for the game, despite the fact that they went crazy there in that second half.
Yeah, and they banged some shots in and some things like that. But, some of that was just our effort wasn't very good. But, like I said, it's a win. We went by 23, and when that happens, and move on, I guess, and get ready to go for Thursday.
Kaya Wendell did not play tonight. What is her situation?
She had a stretch fracture, I think it was, in her leg last year, towards the end of the season, and then for track. And really wasn't one of those things where it was needed surgery or anything like that. And it's just starting to hurt her again. And so we've kind of been limiting her practice time here and there. And this week, again, it just started hurting a little bit more. And so we just told her, hopefully we didn't need her tonight. We gave her yesterday off and today. And then tomorrow we'll try to get a little bit more movement out of her. And then after that, we'll probably shut her down for maybe a couple of days at least. And then hopefully get ready for tournament. So.
Yeah, I saw her at the Coldwater with her boot on. I said, uh-oh, what's the deal here? She says, I can still play.
She has basically, they had told her, you could either have surgery right now or you can just put a boot on it and wear it. And being her senior year and kind of what we're doing right now and accomplishing, she doesn't want to have surgery and set the rest of the year out. So she's trying to tough it up and basically wear a boot when she can and, try to play when she can. And, that's what being a senior is about, is having that toughness. And so, she and I have been in contact of trying to limit her time, but you also try to keep her with some reps. So, good thing they own a Snap Fitness, so she's doing some cardio on a bike and then just standing around a little bit and practice and shooting and trying to work on some form stuff so she gets some shots up. So,
well, the gals bounce back, regressing to the weekend a bit. Gals bounce back after they lost to Coldwater to have a nice win over Tri-Village, a very fine team on their court, so you had to be happy with that one.
Yeah, they were ranked 10th in the state, and they had beaten Frank Monroe, who had beat us, beat them by 20-some. And so for us to go down there on their home court, and be honest, we played, that's probably one of our best games we had played. We shot over 50% in three of the four quarters. We got a little foul trouble in the second, which is one of the quarters we didn't shoot it very well and didn't play as well. We got outscored, I think it was 8-6 in that one. But otherwise, we had played well in all three of the quarters, the other quarters. And so, very happy with how we played and on the road against a good team. So, and this is the time of year that we talked about. We wanted to be playing well and this is what you've been working hard for. So,
absolutely. The old sectionals coming up on Saturday the 24th. That's when you play your sectional championship game. And a big game this Thursday. It means not playing for a conference title, but means number 2 in the conference.
Yeah, and hopefully we have a chance to see them again, because if things go as drawled, or the one seed, we're the two seed, you know, it'd be nice to see them again in the district finals. And so we can kind of test some things out and see what works and doesn't work. And, you know, yeah, we want to win this one, but, you know, we'll probably try some different things out and see what we can use and what we like and don't like as we get ready to hopefully have a chance to play them again down the road. So,
one more thing about tonight's game, and I'll let you go, Coach, is I thought Carly Stone played one of her better games of the year tonight.
She did a good job. She scored, took care of the basketball, played under control, did some good things for us. And you know, and again, that's what you expect when one of your seniors go down is the other ones to step up. And you know, I think Grace led us in scoring, I think, with 20, maybe 21 or so. And Carly did some good things for us, getting to the hole and finding some people off some nice passes and things like that. So.
Yeah, Grace didn't have any three pointers until the last shot of the second quarter. How many threes did she end up with? Five, which was one short of the school record.
She actually two. She had seven. She broke the school record already.
Oh, okay.
She owns the record. Matter of fact, I think she owns every record with three. She owns the game record with seven. She owns the season record, and then she owns career record. So she has definitely left her mark on shooting.
Okay, so she must have broken that this year sometime.
Yeah, very first game of the year, actually, at Crestview, she hit seven. So.
Okay. Not too bad. You know, when you're coaching and you got a shooter like that, always nice.
It definitely is, especially because, you know, and for her, and like, we ran an out-of-bounds play for her, and we got her a look where she got a bucket. And, you know, for her, that's all she needed, some confidence. And she saw that first one go in, and then she hit the one right then at halftime, as you were talking about. And then after that, I think she was feeling it. So.
Hey, Brian, thanks for stopping by.
Right,
good luck,
Rob.
On Thursday.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
Brian Patch, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, as they defeat the Salina Lady Bulldogs tonight. 63-40 was the final score. Any final observations?
Nope, just a nice win for Fort Recovery and a momentum-building win heading into Thursday's game against Minster.
And again, we'll have that Minster game on the radio here on PG14J Country 101, 7:30 on, again, Thursday night. I will not be able to be here, but Justin will be here along with Zeb Hudson. They'll bring you that game on Thursday evening at 7:30. Thanks for listening, everybody. Congratulations to the Lady Windians on a double win tonight, 63-40 in the varsity game, winning the JV game 31-18. For our studio producers, Reese Rogers and Neil Spencer at Fort Recovery Radio, and Eric Catterly at our station back in Portland, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Fort Recovery High School.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.